Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Have you heard the great news of the day?
I'm guessing not.
Chili's, after overwhelming public complaints, is bringing back their skillet queso.
Can you believe it, Mitch?
How excited are you about this?
Big news here.
Boy, you guys are on top of things.
Thank you. Thank you. We try to stay as current as possible.
Yeah.
Can queso help you play stickier defense?
Well, if I go and eat Chili's queso today, I will have eaten one more thing of Chili's queso than Jake Ferguson got receptions yesterday.
Oh, because man.
I want to talk about that as well. Actually, can I ask
you? You think that was the big difference in the 20-point loss?
No, absolutely not. Well,
there's a lot
here's
of bad
the thing,
things there.
Mickey, and I hope this makes sense. We've already spent some time talking about the offense this morning because I know how god-awful this defense is, and I don't know if I have any optimism that we'll ever get better than, like, fifth worst in the league. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've got a suggestion.
Okay, tell
me. Don't go out there and play in the secondary with a bunch of guys other than
right.
one that shouldn't even be on the roster.
Right.
Thank you.
It makes a difference.
Yes.
Right? Bridges starts his first game. This is a guy that was a seventh-round draft choice by the Chargers, and he didn't make the team. And the Cowboys picked him up and go, well, this will be a good practice squad guy. Not in their wildest dreams do they think they got to start him against Denver for his first NFL start, right?
Yeah.
And then you're without three of your top four safeties, and one more gets hurt that was on the practice squad. And now you've got the guy that you kept on the practice squad and put on the 53 to give you depth at nickel corner. He's got to play safety. And he might have played the best of all of them. And it's like, so you sit there and go, well, what do you do?
Yeah.
Well, all right. But you can't go out there in the National Football League and this BS about next man up. Because it's next man up, and it's going to show. Did you think the Broncos and Sean Payton scouted Tre'Quez Bridges?
Probably, I guess. Probably.
They had a bullseye
yeah.
on him the whole game,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, I understand, you know, the problems they had in coverage. I still don't understand the problems they have, you know, stopping the run when guys can go 40 yards without even being touched.
What is the solution to next man up then? Like, I know get players healthier. Like, I get that. But in the meantime, is it just scouring the practice squads? Is it making a trade? Like, what is the solution to next?
Yeah, but if a guy's on a practice squad, why is he on the practice squad?
Fair.
He's not good enough to be on a 53, but you'll sign him to your 53.
Sure.
You've got to take a chance, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I understand, you know, it looked like they took a step against the Commanders. And we'll find out about the Commanders more tonight, right? But, you know, the disturbing part has to be that, you know, I'm sorry. Your offense has to score 30, if not 40 points a game to have a chance to win.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
Yep.
And you can't show up with 24 points and seven of them coming in garbage time, right?
How frustrating does that make that opening penalty on their opening drive then when all of a sudden you go back from the one, from the six, and that ends up leading to a field goal? And then I know you had a defensive penalty that kept Denver on the field. It felt like those two penalties really...
Well, when you read my column today, those will be the first two things I pointed out.
Okay.
The fact that you kicked a field goal, and I understand there was a penalty, but you were at the one-yard line.
Yeah.
And you didn't get in the end zone.
Nope.
And you can't kick a field goal from the one. I think if I look back on these last three games, they kick field goals from the 11, the 5, the 9, and the 1. You can't win that way. And you got to be able to score a touchdown. And then, yeah, the next possession, you're getting them off the field. 3 and out. And James Houston.
Yeah.
They said he lined up in the neutral zone.
Well,
his head was over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
What's he looking at?
Now
he could have seen the backside of the football, right?
That was really bad.
They 26-yard pass and then what was it, 40-yard run? And here we go. And so, yeah, you can't make those mistakes. And they continued to, kind of shoot themselves in the foot. The next time they end up, Dak gets sacked because Benito beats Guyton off the line. I believe it was Guyton off the line of scrimmage.
Game.
And then the other guy comes in and gets a sack. And then after that, and I thought this one wasn't on Terrence Steele. It was on Carl Sheffers. He blocked that guy when they called holding on him when Dak ran for 6 yards, and the guy turned to run, and his hands, when he turned to run, were still on his back. Well, of course, because the guy took off and turned his back to him, and they called holding 10 yards, and that was the end of that possession. So it was one thing after another after another after another to start the game, and that's not what you can do on the road where this team now, Broncos, in the last five quarters have scored 77 points.
Right.
Can't happen. You can't make those mistakes because you don't have that margin of error to recover from when you do so.
It's an absolute fact right there.
Yeah.
And that being said, like, we going into this game, we knew pressure from the front from Denver was going to happen.
Their front's awesome.
They have a very good front. And they had, what, 8? Quarterback hits. I think I heard this morning on Sean and Bobby.
Well,
and
it was on the defensive stat sheet.
18 was it 18 pressures?
I don't know about pressures, but they do give official quarterback hits to go along with 2 sacks and the fact that
and Cowboys had 1 quarterback hit.
Yes.
Okay.
And add in Dak 6 runs.
Yes.
Only one of them was called, right? The quarterback sneak. The rest of them, because he's running for his life to prevent a sack. So, yeah, and they did a good job, and they knew what they needed to do, and they blitzed. You know, they were blitzing to the point where the Cowboys, okay, you're going to keep a tight end here and there, and you mentioned Ferguson. He probably was forced to block more. But there was a couple times they lined up in shotgun with Javonte Williams, the running back, in front of Dak, not behind him, in front of him to pick up a blitz. That's how susceptible they were to the blitzes that the Broncos did. And then when you get in the lead like that and all you can do is pass, oh boy, are you in trouble.
Yeah, and that feels like a good description of yesterday.
Oh boy, are you in trouble?
Yeah, no, I'm not being sarcastic. And I know you mentioned the RJ Harvey run is the longest one the Cowboys gave up for the season, but this was yet another one where it felt like, in addition to all of those issues, your run defense just looked like it was getting smashed again and again and again.
Well, think about it. They gave up 6.4 yards a carry.
Yeah.
And if you looked at their top two rushers, Dobbins and Harvey, they had 22 carries for 157 yards, which comes to 6.6 yards a carry. And, you know, I understand the problems in the secondary, but up front, the defensive ends, I thought they kind of solved their problem last week because they contributed against the run. So I looked at the stat sheet here, tackles, and the Cowboys had 51 tackles. Well, the defensive ends, it took 9 of them to get 11 tackles. So that's like 1-1-1-1-1-1-0-2-2. That's it. They didn't do anything to slow down the run. And if they're not doing anything, then the linebackers are probably got offensive linemen nailing them because they're not being held up on the defensive front. So that's the other problem. You know, we talk all this, and I've said this before. Oh, we got to play zone, or we got to play man. Well, what are you playing up front? Because they ain't playing catch.
Right.
So that, but again, I get it. But you got to score points, and that's where you kind of had a problem.
I thought something that Dak said after the game yesterday was really interesting because, you know, I'm sure you've heard it. Everybody talking about trade this, trade that, and whatnot. But he said, we got to be better in everything we do. Doing it, getting a trade takes opportunities and plays away from somebody else. Forget a trade. Do more, right? Shut that talk up. So I guess
he's got to talk to the guys in that room.
Yes.
Like that's where that comes from, right?
Exactly.
And then to go along with that, because you're just going to have the one more game before the trade deadline. I mean, do you believe that the at least some of the players they have can do enough to shut the trade talk up? Or is that going to continue for the next 8 days?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to continue, but I just wrote this line. It's like, if they trade for one person, is that the last piece of the puzzle?
No, this team needs a
because
lot
because we got a jigsaw puzzle going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's
pieces scattered all over the place.
Every level.
Do you need a cornerback?
Yes.
Yes. Right?
But when Revelle gets back, you're fine.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be until his 21 days are over, right? Uh-huh. And you're hoping that you can put in a raw rookie who hasn't had any football since the third week of last season. That can come in and help. But and then you got to put your supposed Pro Bowl corner on injured reserve, right?
Yeah. Concussion? Do you think he's going to play for this team again?
I don't think he wants to. And Jerry, you know, everybody's kind of given veiled reasons, right? Well,
yeah.
Jerry said at one point after the game, he said, he's got to get in better shape to play.
Mm.
And so that seems like an all-encompassing reason why he's on injured reserve. And, you know, he has a bonus in his contract. It's a roster bonus. I think it's like $50,000 a game when you're active.
Oh.
So, yeah, you know, I don't know how you analyze concussions, but this one must be very severe that lasts 5-6 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like from that inflection, you question that?
Well, I'm just saying from looking at history of concussions.
Yeah, I hear you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif
and RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know, maybe he damaged his neck. You know, that's a possibility.
I do not think you're alone in perhaps thinking or insinuating that there is other things at play here.
I mean, you know, and that's somebody you're counting on.
Yeah.
And now he's not there. And you got to start a raw rookie, who seventh round pick, and the other side is, you know, and I don't know that Elam was bad, but, you know, Buffalo is a former first-round pick, and they basically gave him away.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can't ignore linebacker and safety. And
there's no level like of this defense I can ignore.
The whole defense.
That's what I said. It's a, you know, it's a scattered pieces from a jigsaw puzzle right now on defense.
And, yeah.
You know, I'm sure I know who gets the blame. It's always the defensive coordinator, but what's he working with?
Well, and that's...
Thank you.
And that's one of the things that we talked about, Mickey, because, like, that's just easier to say, right? We'll replace the defensive coordinator. That's one guy. Maybe we could fix it up. The way harder and sobering thing to deal with is where all these players came from and those people, like, either continuing to make those contracts or continuing to make those picks or continuing to coach those people or blah, 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 blah. That's a way, like, more expansive project that I think that scares us all.
Yeah, no, it does. And I don't know, playing more is going to fix it, or bringing in one guy is going to fix it.
It's not, right? No.
Especially if you can't, you know, my thought was at one point, it's just like, well, just blitz. You know, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
Because you're not.
Yes, you're not going to stop him anyway. Yes, so I agree.
All-out blitz every play.
Yeah, why not? Well, you know, it's like you're not stopping the run if they happen to hit you with a screen or a run, and you certainly aren't getting much pressure anyway. So
what's going to happen? You're going to give up a big play? That's probably going to happen anyway.
Wait, I think I marked that since you said big plays. I want to say... They had seven plays of 21 yards or more. Five of those were at least 25, and they had a 40 and a 39.
And three or four of those were in the first quarter. So they set the tone for that straight away.
Yeah, they came out. They had this defense well scouted. I'm sure Washington's probably sitting there going, what in the world did we do?
Yeah. In the meantime, though, Mickey, if you could communicate the message to Missouri to just go ahead and let A&M take that game. We're having a season that we never have. So if you could help pave the way for us to keep marching on, that would be great.
Well, the Vanderbilt player that broke the quarterback's ankle probably helped you out, right?
That is true.
I don't know if you saw.
I did. That was definitely unfortunate.
Did he think he was twisting, like, you know, braiding a loaf of bread or something? Goodness gracious, what are you doing?
Thank you very much, good sir. And that, you know what, that question.
Good right that now. We can end on that note, right? Because only Missouri can complete a Hail Mary with the receiver's feet on the goal line, but facing forward and the ball's at the one. And that's the end of the game.
It would be funny if it wasn't so sad, you know? Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
I'm glad I'm laughing. Okay, see you.
We laugh to keep from crying.
Oh,
we're the KNC masterpiece right here, I guess, on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, there's a lot of pressure on you, Alec, to bring happiness into our life.
Make me happy.
Oh, I got the question of the day. Plus, I'm feeling generous today. Find out how next on The Fan.
Safety blitz from the left side by Bell. Throws it in the end zone. Franklin's all alone. Standing all alone. Touchdown Broncos. They blitz the safety, Marquise Bell, who couldn't be back because he was up. And nobody covered Troy Franklin. And the Broncos are about to be up 14-3.
Don't worry, we probably would have given up that play even without a blitz, okay? Don't worry about that. Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet. Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, I'm feeling generous. Kevin and Corey don't even know what I'm about to do, but they will find out, as will you, momentarily. 877-881-1053 again to get involved with today's version of AM on the FM. But, gentlemen, it is the week of Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And I have noticed as I've gone on my like evening walks or just driving through the neighborhood, my neighborhood goes all out for Halloween. They really do. Ooh. I feel like we're the only house that doesn't for Halloween. We do for Christmas.
Are you sad about that then?
Not really, okay. Because I end up being the one that has to put up the decorations and tear them all down. So I'm kind of cool with not having to do work. So that's pretty cool. But it does make me a little bit sad because some of the neighbors do the absolute most. And when I tell you that, there was a house that had like a 10-foot inflatable skeleton in their backyard on September 1st. And I'm like, that's way too early. What are we doing here?
Whoa. Way like the people early. Who leave it up all year round and just decorate their skeleton. Like for Christmas, they'll put Santa hats on them.
That's
and for
creative.
Easter, they'll put bunny ears on them.
Is that where Jack Skellington comes in clutch? Because he can kind of hover between the two.
Yeah, I think that's fair because is it a Halloween movie? Is it a Christmas movie? Who knows?
You know, my wife hates that movie.
Really? Yeah, I love it.
She does not hate a lot of things. She thinks Jack Skellington is just like the most selfish a-hole in the world. And so.
Oh, I just don't like
the stop motion.
Yeah. I love Tim Burton's
work. Makes me
feel
nauseous.
Ever since I was a kid, I always loved Tim Burton. So I love stop motion and animation and stuff like that. So it was always fun to me. But I want to know, what is the most absurd decoration you put up this time of the year or somebody in your neighborhood does? 877-881-1053.
So I'm going to say this because I know people have lots of fiery opinions about the candy. We have probably a 3-4 foot tall inflatable candy corn in our yard. And I know people have lots of fiery opinions about the candy. So
yeah,
maybe they
sucks.
Drive by and they hate it. You suck. It's delicious.
I'm with
you. Can
you,
eat
Alec.
It each color at a time.
It's candle wax.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much what it is. It is candle wax. But I mean that 3 or 4 foot tall candy corn, huh?
Yeah.
Does it like have a face on it or something? Or is it it's just a piece of candy corn?
I think so.
If it had a face on it, would you eat it?
I don't think so.
I'm marking that.
That's the whole thing, is you cut the head off so you feel okay about eating it.
Marking that too.
That what? That's how food works.
Bro.
All right.
Take it easy.
I'm just going to write eating faces.
Don't you think anybody feels guilty if they eat a fish and the head's still on it? And you're like, oh, that was a person.
No.
Or a animal.
No
fish.
It's not a person.
You know what I'm saying. That thing
person.
Was alive.
Yeah, it
Whereas
was.
Whereas if I get a hamburger, I don't think, oh, man, I wonder if that cow's name was Gus. Because it doesn't have a head on it.
Gus the cow. Corey, can you save me, please? Do you have an absurd decoration, or do any of your neighbors have an absurd decoration up at this time of the year?
I do have a neighbor down the road who my dog Kodak is scared to walk in front of his yard because he's a puppy, for one, right? So he's still trying to figure life out. But for two, they do have the 15-foot tall, like three of them. One is a giant, like Frankenstein-looking thing. Another one's a scarecrow, and he's carrying what's that thing called with the a sickle or whatever.
Oh
it is.
Yeah.
And then the other one's one of those giant skeletons, and like those are ridiculous. I love them though. They look so cool. Oh no, it's not a skeleton. It's like a pumpkin-headed skeleton thing. So it's even scarier.
Oh.
Its arm fell off the other day.
Oh no.
We have a giant ghost that's inflatable that kind of goes up and then it falls over all the time and we have to keep putting it up. It's supposed to have strings attached to it. They broke. Nobody
told me. You
put
the stakes in there.
I didn't know. And then we have this spider that glows. Its butt glows and stuff. Huh. And Adrian like buried it in a shrub. So I'm like, nobody can even see it. But I'm not saying anything because then I'm going to have to do it. I think
it's
kind of like me whenever I'm like, I'm just going to throw the lights out in the yard and see if she'll fix it. You know, I'm very passive aggressive like that. So I think she's doing this to me. She's reverse psychologying me.
Oh,
But other than that, yeah, I do. I really like the guy, though. I got a neighbor on the other side. He's got the giant skeleton, but he has other smaller skeletons. And that giant skeleton is like holding him up on the roof. So he's like putting him up on the roof. Like the little
one. I like that.
He's always telling stories with these guys out there. I like
that. That's cool. That is really cool. Kevin, there's somebody in solidarity with you on the whole food thing. From the 214, I took my buddy out for crawfish his first time going. And when the platter came out, he said, dang, I bet these guys had hobbies.
Yes. I don't know what a hobby of a crawfish is, but it had one.
Probably not.
Could have been living.
Probably not, yeah.
It was just living life in mud.
That's right.
From maybe it was an advocate.
It might actually be a better life in your stomach than it was in the mud.
That's really sad to think about.
Talking right there. Jeez. Maybe it was against the tush push. You don't know.
Yeah. As we all are. From the 858, my friend does a full-blown haunted house complete with those giant decorations in their front yard. It's gotten so popular that it's become a block party and the street gets shut down.
Okay.
That's a lot.
I have a question.
I want a big, huge Halloween party.
Okay. And I don't know if this will change the direction of this segment, Alec.
Oh, no.
Have you ever gone to what you thought was a haunted house?
Turned out to be a swinger party?
No. What?
Nope.
No,
not me either.
But it was a Jesus house. And look, I can say that. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, it's a scared straight house or whatever. And you thought it was a haunted house, but it was really never.
No.
Oh man. And all of a sudden you go in there and they're like, you shouldn't have premarital sex or else you'll go to hell. And you thought it was going to be like, man,
all
I thought
the premarital
sex
was, yeah.
I thought I was going to see the guy from Hellraiser. Not learn about things. Nobody?
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Screw you guys.
Why?
Yeah.
Just because we haven't lived life like you.
Because this is the second time in this segment you haven't supported me.
I support you. You asked if I had. I said no.
Yeah, he was just being honest. Yeah. And I never have.
You guys also act like you've never even heard of this thing. You don't know that Jesus house that you would go to? Where they would like teach you lessons and stuff.
It's called church.
No, it's right. Not church.
And then they would say it's not a Halloween party. It's a fall festival. And we would be like, why?
Trunk or treat. I miss those days. 877-881-1053. The most absurd decorations.
I love you, bro. I just didn't. I didn't
experience the rest of your
this.
Segment goes poorly.
We did not experience this. I'm sorry.
Nobody. Oh, for the 406. Oh, my wife was tricked into going to one of those by some guy in college. She was so mad. Yes. Thank you.
Do they not let you leave?
No, we have to go through the whole thing.
Why?
Or else you have to walk backwards. I'm not walking through walk of shame through the Jesus house from the 972. My church took me to one of those Jesus houses when I was 17. It was weird as hell. Thank you.
What
okay.
is happening?
Thank
I'm glad
you.
Other people shared this experience. You don't have to be mad at us for not living life like you.
I didn't know that's what it was. We're in line.
Okay.
I was taken there under false pretenses.
Kevin was taken.
Oh, got a specific set of skills. From the 682.
Couldn't help getting me out of that line.
Exactly, because he wouldn't walk backwards. From the 682, my fiance decided to put up all the Christmas decorations and the tree on Saturday. No.
Wow.
No. It's way too early.
Dude, we were watching a show and then a commercial for Christmas popped up and Adrian and I were like, why?
What, Big Christmas is running ads now?
We haven't even gotten, I don't know, it was like maybe it was Ace Hardware. I don't know.
No, it wasn't for anything. It just goes, doo, doo, doo.
It's just Christmas.
It's just John Kenzie Noel highlights. Like, what are we doing here?
And I was like, we haven't even gotten through Halloween yet, let alone Thanksgiving. What are we doing? No. Huh.
I think the coolest one in my neighborhood, but is doing way too much and is kind of terrifying at night, is my neighbor probably five houses down or so. Their garage doors, they have two garage doors. They put giant like wrap decals on there of Pennywise. And ooh, one of them, the one on the left, it makes it look like the garage is like a quarter of the way open and he's crawling out from under the garage.
Oh my goodness.
And then the other one is just like a giant like cut out of his head.
One year, the whole neighborhood, the whole surrounding area from my house, there were red balloons coming out of all the gutters.
Nope.
And I was like, whoever did this is genius.
Genius,
I freaking love it. But at the same time, I was also very haunted by it all.
Pretty scary. Their new show came out yesterday.
It did.
Welcome to Dairy.
That's right. Welcome to Milk. Okay. Guys, I told you I was feeling generous today.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're going to give away or what we're doing.
So you said you needed to be cheered up today, but you also told me that you've been working on some Peace-a-thon stuff.
Yes.
I am making a personal donation.
Oh, look at that.
From my collection. Ooh. I have, gentlemen, in front of me, and it's on the fan cam right now. I have a Texas Stadium seat from Texas Stadium.
That makes sense.
That is signed by Bob Lilly, Drew Pearson, and Mel Renfro.
What?
Are you kidding me, dude?
And it has a certificate.
Oh, JSA.
Yeah, JSA certified. And they all inscribed it the year that they went into the Ring of Honor and how many all pros that they have.
Dude, that is freaking so awesome, Alex.
This is coming out of my collection.
That
I've
is
had this
so
for a
cool.
few years now, but it is going up on auction for Peace-a-thon this year.
Oh
so
my gosh.
I want
I'd
you
love
guys
it.
To have this. We will auction it off. And just know this is from my personal collection.
I love it. That is so generous. Thank you.
Can he write that off?
Yes.
Look at that.
I will work with you on a taxable value.
Dude, that's really cool. Thank you very much, Alec. That's
Man,
really awesome, dude.
And it was a good weekend for Peace-a-thon. I made a stop.
It just got better.
Yes. Mm. Man, it really, really did. I made a stop in Fort Worth, got a whole bunch of really, really cool stuff. And you know what? It's from a place that doesn't even have a brick and mortar store. Mm. And I was like, well, let me do something for you. Their eBay shop is Comic-Warehouse. If you want to go check them out on eBay, they have thousands of sports cards, comics, but they gave us a haul as well. So Peace-a-thon, it's building up to be something special once again. That's so nice, Alec. Thank you very, very much.
You are welcome.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where we got a major upset, a major injury, and another major officiating error next on The Fan.
And that just adds to the intrigue here down the stretch. Hall, boy, thought about it. Now tosses to the end zone, he's got Taylor for the Jets touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic. Let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
And let's start with the, man, there's so much to this. What is happening with the Jets? So let's get to the sad part.
They're turning things around.
Maybe so. But Nick Mangold, the former Jets center, he died at the age of 41 over the weekend. I know Shoddy was close with him. So many people throughout the NFL world. About 2 weeks ago, he had made a public appeal for a kidney transplant. And so he appears to have died from complications due to kidney disease. And I know a lot of that was the talking point for a lot of people over the weekend. Now, to go along with that for the Jets, they won. They won a game. Justin Fields threw for 244 yards and a touchdown, ran for 31 yards. Breece Hall in the fourth quarter scored not one, not two, but three touchdowns, including the game-winning touchdown pass, which is wild. Justin Fields in the postgame talked about like all of the emotional stuff that he went through throughout the game. And then Aaron Glenn said he was proud of Justin Fields, but they have time before their next game because they're on a bye. So they're going to take time to decide who the quarterback is.
You should. Like, listen, dude, yeah, the Bengals
needed it that day.
The Bengals and Cowboys are neck and neck for worst defense in the league. And the Jets were like, we can score on those guys. And then and then Trey Hendrickson left the game. So it made it even like, so yes, I think you absolutely should continue to look into your team at all times, continue to break it down, try and figure it out. But I see what you're saying. You just won. Isn't that a time to celebrate?
Yeah.
Not whenever it's the first one out of eight.
Now, let's go ahead and go to cut 25, where I don't know if we've just given up how to properly officiate this play or not.
Tush push, Hurts leans forward. Ball is taken away from Kayvon Thibodeau. Did they blow the whistle?
To me, he is pushing forward. He is reaching. That is an early whistle, in my opinion.
Oh, my God.
It definitely was an early whistle, and that was a fumble. But you know what? I'm going to kick it to cut 26, and I feel like Kayvon Thibodeau can do a far better job describing it than I possibly could.
What was going through your mind during the tush push where it looked like you forced a fumble?
Man, I don't know. That's some man. Honestly, when it comes to that play and what happened, I feel like, you know, the refs, they got a kind of a hard job because they don't know when to stop it. You know, and I think it's tough on defense, obviously, because it's like you stop the first surge, the ref don't blow the whistle. You get the ball out and you take it. Now, all of a sudden, it's, you know, whatever you said, the forward progress. So
that, I don't like the Eagles, but that felt like a clear forward progress was continuing. It had not been stopped yet, and Thibodeau just ripped the ball away. That's a turnover.
Kevin, every single person on the broadcast, the TV broadcast, knew that it was a turnover. Every single other person, except for the dudes who were calling the game,
right,
knew what was going on there. The fact that Dable was as mad as he was right. He was justified in that.
Oh, he was.
There were some bad things that happened in that game for him, though. But
he was really mad about that offensive pass.
That was real justification of him being upset about what happened there.
Yeah.
And you're right. We're now at a point where nobody understands, as you said, how to call this play.
Yeah.
From their side of it, they're just like, I don't know. We just assume they're going to get it, so we just give it to them. And doesn't it seem like they usually let things go for a real long time?
Yes.
Before they blow the whistle. And this one, they were like, blow it early.
Because that's the whole thing, is because then it's easier to review it if you want. But in this case, they were like, oh, no, yeah, this play was dead. Yeah, you go back and watch it, that whistle comes after they take the ball away.
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I feel like they didn't even blow a whistle then. They were just like, I don't know, screw it.
Was it tough to not defend the Eagles there?
What do you mean?
All right, let's go.
The Giants found it tough to defend the Eagles.
Yeah, man, did they ever. And one of the reasons, Saquon Barkley, obviously.
He finally came back.
His best game of the season. Hadn't even had a 100-yard rushing game this season. Had 174 yards from scrimmage, 2 touchdowns, averaged 10.7 yards per carry.
Was his first touch the big touchdown? I think it's like the first time that he touched the ball.
So straight away.
He was like, guys, don't worry. 65-yard touchdown, I got you. And now, he let all of the fantasy owners out there know that things were going to be okay today.
Now,
it's disgusting.
On the flip side of this,
they ran for 276 yards.
I don't know if Tony Romo thought it was a sprain or not, but Cam Scataboo suffered a devastating ankle injury. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. And Brandon,
that was so nasty.
Yeah, it was. Do you think the networks did a better job, like replay and highlights, of maybe not showing it so graphically?
I saw it on Red Zone.
Okay.
And Red Zone was like, hey, something just happened in New York. We're going to show you here in just a minute.
Yeah.
We haven't even watched this yet. So y'all be ready. It might be gruesome. They told me that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. Because if you tell me that, obviously I want to see now. And so it happened, and my Carter was sitting there, and he saw it, and we all almost vomited. So your question, I don't know, because I watched it on Red Zone, and they were like, be ready. This crap's bad. And it was.
Now, what you just said is a good way to describe NFL football yesterday. Do you know 11 of the 12 games were decided by double digits? The only one that
I told you going into the weekend, I was like, this is a bad group of games.
Well, it's on the precipice of being historically bad. So the only game that was not double digits was that Bengals-Jets game, which between two terrible teams. But average margin of victory yesterday, 18.25 points. Consider this. Tonight, Chiefs are favored by 10.5 points. If they win by double digits, this will be the first time since 1970 that every game but one was decided by 10 or more points. So this was a historically lopsided weekend of NFL football.
Yeah, and what you say lopsided.
Yes.
Three of the games were the worst teams that won.
Yes. That's
like the Houston shouldn't have beaten San Francisco.
No, man, that was very bizarre.
Atlanta should not have lost to the Dolphins.
And they got hammered.
And Baltimore's terrible.
So and Lamar Jackson didn't even play, and that's a whole other thing that they're going to get investigated for. Well, let's go back to the Dolphins for just a second.
I got you.
Tua, who, I don't know, looks like he should just use ARG as his, like, snap count. He had four touchdowns while he was limited. And then Kirk Cousins looked awful. 5.6 yards per attempt. It's the worst home loss for the Falcons in more than 4 years, and this game was ugly.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it definitely was.
I mean, yeah.
But their offense was able to turn some things on. There were a couple moments in that game that I was like, oh, I did make a play on Bijan Robinson, Kevin.
Ah.
To score a touchdown receiving or rushing. Ooh. He did not.
Yeah.
I'm having a tough time with my plays.
I'm sorry about that.
But from the 940 from JMet, he says he needs Kelsey to fumble 35 times to have any hope of winning his fantasy game this week. So,
which begged the question fingers that we brought crossed up a long time ago. Why not just bench Travis Kelsey? If you're like, I'm going to win.
No. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm saying the just other team. Him.
Yeah. I have Kelsey going tonight, and I hope he does not fumble 35 times because that would be bad for me.
Now, speaking of getting benched, the Saints benched Spencer Rattler in favor of Tyler Shuck, and then they won the game. Just kidding. They still lost. And then the Browns. Sorry.
Dude, and Baker didn't even have to do anything in this game.
No.
At all.
No. And Shedeur Sanders was inactive as Bailey Zappe was quarterback number two for the Browns. And guess what? They won. Just kidding. They also lost. But you probably should have known that from NFL football. Come on. Nobody thought that both of those teams won. And
it was a weird weekend, man. Brinde.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for that, Mike.
It's good to have Mike back.
It really, really is. I know he'd be so hyped about our next segment. I'm really sure that he would. All right. And then here's just a note. Although A.J. Brown didn't play again, they're hoping that he'll be back next Monday night for the game against the Packers. And he added that there are no plans as of now to trade AJ Brown. If you were curious about if that,
but they were so good without him.
You know what, Matt?
You think that maybe that you think there's a correlation?
Yes.
Of Saquon Barkley running for big yards without AJ Brown on the field.
I definitely think.
Let's go back and watch all his blocking.
That is the case.
This year.
And by the way, one more thing to check out in the midst of all this gambling and whatnot. One of the people that the FBI took down last Thursday as part of Operation Royal Flush, which is an objectively awesome name. Pablo Torre reported that Antonio Gates hosted that fella in what some people believe was a fixed game in Miami. So, if he's retired by that point, I mean, he could still get in trouble. But maybe it won't implicate the league as much, but just keep an eye out on that story.
The police are on their way, mofos.
It could be, Mike. I don't know. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.